Batsi Lagatna, they're complaining, it's too close. Yes, good. Okay. Batsi Lagani Mem Gim. Shh. Never fails. Hello? Okay, Batsi Lagani Tovshim Mem Gimel. Eis Dalid. We're on top of page Chav Tes in these booklets. Okay, the last thing the Rebbe is asking, why is it that in the level of Mata Edin Tachlis, which means that Lukus comes down even not only into the worlds of Bria, Tzir, and Asiya, but even to Klipas Neigan, even more so, into Klipas Shalosh Kibsa Tmeis, and even to the worst level of Parei, whose whole existence was dependent on Yaakov Avinu's bracha, yet he says, I made the Nile, I made myself, and so on and so forth. So then the Rebbe asks, L'chaira, why is there more explanations? Why is there a lot of talk about the concept of mata anin tachlis, that a lukuz comes all the way down, and more than l'mayla mayla adin ketz? So the Rebbe starts explaining that the stako b'raisa b'ra alma. So therefore, in order for everything another to exist, it has to be first in Torah. So therefore, what is everything Hashem created in the world, He created for His kovod. And he says what the Baal Shem Tov said, this is where we left off. Baal Shem Tov said, on the Pasuk, Sur Meirav Asay Tev, simply means turn away from evil and do good. But the Baal Shem Tov said, turn away from evil, Vasay, and make the evil into Tev, into good transformation. Vahainu, okay, we'll start at the top of the page. Vahainu, Shemesh Yekos, Sur Meirav, Izrak HaScholos HaAvoida. Turning away from evil, meaning breaking evil, is only the beginning of the Aveda. Avol Shleim is Aveda, the complete level of Aveda. Is Lerak Sur Meira, not only turning away from evil, El Asay, to make from the Ra, from the evil, to make good. Meaning, Sheyas Meira Teib, which is the level of his Hapcha, Chashechel and her transformation of darkness to light, Umeriru Lemiska, and bitterness to sweetness, or in the expression of halachas, denis nasalei kazachis. Okay? Now, what the Rebbe is explaining like this. In order, Hashem created the world by looking into Torah. What's the purpose of creation of the world? To elevate evil. That's what he's explaining now. The ultimate purpose of creation, dira b'tachtenim, is the ultimate level is asay tev, to make the world into a good place, make klipet the kedusha. So he says, that's the whole Aveda, and that comes from Torah. So he says, V'adshim esup, v'b'Torah ma'aser av, like the Gemara tells a story. Actually, she'esh, ma'atzar, she'atzilei be'isa, tzilei be'heter. Those blankets, so to speak, that the prostitute gave him for, in a forbidden way, it became transformed to Kedusha. Meaning, this is the eternal lesson for every single Jew. We have the ability, in other words, the fact that Hashem wants this in creation, that the purpose of creation is transforming world to Kedusha, that means every single Jew is given the ability to transform bad into good. It's understood what Alter Rebbe brings down in the Holy Sefer of Tanya. Tachten, in the level of low, that there can't be anything lower, which include even the lowest of the lowest of levels, like you said, is the level of lamata mata adin tachlis. That even in Shalosh Kibsa Tmeis, over there we make a dira b'tachteinim. Shegam beitzarech lifal inyan adira. We also have to make the level of the home for Hashem. Aidei zeh shemahapchen eisei l'teif. Okay, so through transforming to good. So the Rebbe is explaining now. Now he's starting to ask a question. The ultimate purpose is the transformation of evil to good. Now, obviously, that's the challenges that a person has. It's a big challenge to take evil and transform evil to good. So the Rebbe is going to ask now, but every day in davening we ask, don't bring, if that's the ultimate purpose of creation, to have the challenges of evil and transforming evil to Kedusha, but why do we daven every day? Don't bring me to a test. Don't give us tests. She said, Achlecher, ain't a moving, seemingly it's not understood. We daven every day. Don't in brachas, right? Don't bring us to a test. Hashem always answers the request. How is it possible then for a Jew to be able to have this aveda of transforming evil to good when we're asking Hashem, don't give us a test? And Hashem answers the request, obviously, when we daven, he answers. Especially what it says in the Zayin, the Pasuk. And this week's Parsha, not next week's, Bayal Pari, the Pasuk says, come to Pari. Okay? There's two expressions in Hebrew. He says, Lech means go to Pari. Bay means come to Pari. When you say come, it means come with me. Otherwise, I would say, go to Pari. Come means, in English, come with me to Pari. So when Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Bay al Pari, a lot of times, by the way, it says Lech al Pari. Over here it says Bay al Pari. Amar Rab Shimon, so Rab Shimon says in the Zohar, Maksib Bay al Pari, Lech al Pari mi boile. The Pasuk should have said, Lech al Pari, go to Pari. Why does Rab Shimon Echoy ask, why does it say Bay al Pari? My Bay. What it means is, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, come, I'm taking you room into room into room. Like it says, Chadorim lefnim mechadorim, b'madregis chitzenim, in the external levels. That's what they explain to Zohar. What rooms are we talking about? Not rooms of Kedusha. Hashem says to Moshe, come, I'm going to take you in room within room within room. And Moshe Beinu was afraid. You want to take me into these rooms of Pari Klipa? I'm afraid. Moshe, since when Hashem saw, Moshe Beinu was afraid. So then Hashem said to him, don't worry about it. Hinni alecha Pari Melech Mitzrayim Atanim Agadol. Harevitz B'tzeich Ya'irov. Come, I'm going to bring you to Pare, this big snake that thinks he's super, super great. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is derech legalcha bekarvo leyachlo. Okay? And he explains now, what does this mean? V'nimtza, shemei shirabeinu siyari lovi l'saskas birim mata mata. And he says, even after Hashem told him, go to Pare. Does that say, Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid to go? That means even after Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem said to him, go to clean, don't go to the pits, you know, go. And Moshe Rabbeinu is afraid. And Hashem said, you know, you're right. You can't go yourself. It's dangerous. And Hashem said, I'm coming with you. He said, okay. So he said, V'ilu b'teres ha-kabbalah. Boim ha-pepartam de-mata-mata. This is the level of coming down, 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 down. What does Hashem tell Moshe Rabbeinu? The avoda of the Jew is to go into level of klipa after level of klipa after level of klipa. And Moshe Rabbeinu is afraid to go. Hashem says, you're not going alone. Like the Rebbe used to tell people, I'm going with you. What are you afraid of? The Mabbeim is Shazod Tavkit. Shanit and Lanchi Achayel. This is the mission given to the soldiers. So the Rebbe is explaining this concept of mata mata adin tachlis means that the aveda of the Jew is to elevate the lowest of the lowest of the lowest level. Not only world, klipa, not only klipa's nogu, sholshkim tzatumayas, and in sholshkim tzatumayas, the klipa of Pari, who's the head of klipa's Mitzrayim. Klipas Mitzrayim itself was Shosh Kibis HaTameis, complete Tumah. And Moshe Rabbeinu is the head, Pari Melech Mitzrayim is the head of that. And when Hashem's telling Moshe Rabbeinu, you're not doing this alone. There's a pasuk in Tilim, Tzefer Asher Latzaka Mevakesh Lamisei. So the Gemara says that the Yetzer Hara is looking at what the pasuk means is, and then the pasuk continues, Hashem Leyazvenu Biyodi. Hashem won't let him. So the Gemara says, the Gemara explains the pasuk, Tzefer Asher Latzaka Mevakesh Lamisei. The Yetzer Hara wants to kill the Nefesh Lekis. The Yetzer Hara wants to kill the Nefesh Lekis. And if Hashem wouldn't help the Nefesh HaLikis, he wouldn't be able to overcome the Nefesh HaBamas. Behema is strong. Yeah, I'm not.
13 years older.
Not only 13 years older. A Behema, if you have a fight between, we're learning those dinim now on the damages, yeah, the mitzvah. If you have a fight between a cow and a person, an ox and a person, usually the ox wins. No comment. I could comment, but it's on tape. I don't want to. So in other words, the Nefesh HaBamis is stronger than the Nefesh HaLikis. So how does it work? Because a little bit of light dispels a lot of darkness. So a little bit of Kedusha pushes away the klipa of the Nefesh HaBamis. But the Rebbe is saying that the ultimate goal of the soldiers, because the Rebbe says, in order for that to happen, the king throws out the treasures. Remember, Mvazviz HaItzris? And who is that primarily for? It goes to the generals, but it's for the foot soldiers to win the battle. And the Rebbe is explaining that's the Aved of the Jew in Sivis Hashem, in the army of, in the Melcham of Hashem. The Aved of the Jew is to elevate Mata Adin Tachas. That means the ultimate level of evil has to be transformed to Kedusha.
Why does Hashem have to say, I'm coming with you? Because he's always with us, right? This is just a different level, and he's coming with us.
Good point. Hashem is always with us. But when we need more help, he's
with us more.
There more. More there.
You have to ask.
Huh?
You have to ask.
Doing it is asking. Talk is cheap. Doing, say Hashem, come with me, that's nothing. When you do it, then Hashem is coming with you. The king is throwing out the treasures of power and might to be able, but you got to go to the war. You can't sit home and expect to get the king's treasures to lay in bed and go to sleep. You know, when you go to battle, that's the way it's done. What point? I don't know. I guess Hashem told him at the burning bush.
Was he had the power to kill the Egyptians with his
words. Algeni Atoyve killed him with words. But, as Rashi says in the Medrash. But, when did he know his greatness? I don't know. I wasn't there.
Probably. My point is, like, people like the Rebbe, people that are like all these people that come from the high level, do they know that they came from the high level, or eventually, like we grow, do they grow also?
You want to know about me and you, I could talk. When they know what their things, I don't know. The Rebbe once said that even Mashiach doesn't even know he's Mashiach until Hashem says, reveal yourself.
Yaakov's there, but he doesn't know it.
Yeah. Okay, so he says now, and hey, v'yuvin al pi teiras ha-magid. Now he brings on the Mizritcha Magid. We understand this under the Torah of the Magid. On Pasek, Laman Shisi, I used to say, Ele Bekirbe, which is at the beginning of Parshas Bari, that Hashem says, Be'el Pari, that I should play, you know, put my miracles amongst Pari. Hashem wanted to elevate all the sparks of Mitzrayim that came from the Shvira Sakelim. Remember, so we learned many times, in the world of Teo, there were Shvira Sakelim, Simply the dishes broke. I mean, the kelim broke. And all the sparks, Rapach Nitzutzim, 288 sparks came down into the world. Now, in the time of Mitzrayim, we learned when the Eden left Mitzrayim, it says, Vegam Erev Rav Ola Itam. So it says there are 288 sparks that fell in Shvir Sakelim. Now, when the Eden left Mitzrayim, because Mitzrayim had all the money of all the world, so basically they had the sparks of all the world. So when the Jews left Mitzrayim, Erev Rav Taruvis, a mixture of Kedusha and the Klipa of 202. So the Eden left Mitzrayim with 202. The end of Parshas Bay. And there's 86 left to do, and that's the Gemati Elokim. Remember, we learned that where do you get this Cheshman 288 from? So the Alter Rebbe says that it says in the Pasuk, Ruach Elokim Merachefes. Up there, that was giving in the creation, right? The Spirit of Hashem hovered over the water. Merapeches is begins with a mem and ends with a suf, which is mace, dead. And the middle letters are Rapach. So the Pach Nitzutzes came down from the breaking of Tehu. Just to clarify one thing, it didn't happen 5,783 years ago. Tehu is above time and place. So there's a level in Elukus which is constantly the sparks of Tehu are coming down. But coming back to this moment, the Rebbe is saying that the party wanted to elevate all the Nitzutzes of Mitzrayim. Hainu, kol advarim abetelim shel pari. V'shal Mitzrayim are the level of Oseis. Oseisai is not only wonders, but Oseis. Hashem. Did I say pari? I'm sorry. Hashem wanted to elevate. By the way, I forgot to mention, the class today is sponsored by Dr. Shmuel Akaka for Habib ben Shlomo. V'shal Mishav and Aliyah. Okay, Hainu called Vormetem Shopar Vishom Mitzrayim Aresius. Bezeya Biru, that's the refinement. Shehichnes Adi Burim. The Aresius Ela Betera. You take all these letters and sparks of Mitzrayim, you put them into Tera, Vasa Mehem, Tziruf Shal Kedusha. And you, and that's why he's, again, Hashem looked into Tera and created the world. That's the letters of Tera. Now, the letters represent the different sparks of Kedusha. So, we take the letters, Shisi Oisisai Ela, my Oisis, not only my wonders and miracles, my letters, and the Birr Shalahem, and that's what it says, Leman Shisi Oisisai Ela, Ratzalema, which means Oisis Shalat Shvira. The letters, meaning the sparks of Kedusha that came from Shvira Sakelim of Tehu, I have to refine them through Torah. Why? L'chein hu hechel hishalchum eid aleim gimel makis. Why? Kedei lachnisem ba'esi sirufim shebeteira. In order to elevate the sparks of into Torah. V'mleheviya mitzayim eid gimel makis. There would be missing many sipurim that would not be written in Torah. And all the sparks wouldn't be refined. In other words, like this. This pasuk boy simply, okay, the Zohar says Bayal Pari because Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid to go, you know, to go into klipa of. But simply, the Valaturim says in the word Bayal Pari, why does Taka say boy and not leich? So he says boy is Bay's aleph is three, two and one is three. So it says because in Parshas boy there's three makas left. So Hashem is hinting to Moshe Rabbeinu, Bayal Pari, there's three plagues left. So the Rebbe is saying over here, in this pasuk it says, Man Shisi Eisisai Eile Bekirbei, I want to put the letters of Torah, meaning the sparks of refinement, in the Klipa Mitzrayim. And therefore you have to bring three more makas, because otherwise you have a whole Parsha Bay would be missing. And they would be missing all those letters of Torah. And if all those letters of Torah would be missing, you wouldn't have the sparks elevated. That's what the Maggid says. You have to elevate the sparks. So Hashem had to create three more miracles to be able to bring the stories in Torah through the letters of Torah. In other words, through Torah and mitzvahs, you elevate all the sparks that fell in the world from Shvira Sakelim. That means when you learn Torah and you learn about cows or agriculture or people, whatever. So if you learn about animals, when you learn Torah, dinam of animals, you're elevating animals. When you learn about agriculture, you're elevating all the sparks in agriculture. Now, learning Torah is not as direct elevation as when you take the physical plant and you do a mitzvah with it. Or you take the physical animal and you make a tefillin out of it. So you have to, but Torah also is elevating the world.
First there was bo, then there was black hole. We had bo already. Hashem looked into the bo, in bo, and then came black hole.
No, it doesn't say, but many times it says lecha pare.
No, Hashem looked into Torah and then there was the whole world.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So every action that happens in the world is coming through Torah. No.
First there was bo, and then after bo, the makas came.
No. The makas came, then he said bye. Oh, okay.